At the 2013 LMA Annual Convention, I'm visiting with Dan Harris, Vice President for the Livestock Marketing Association. And Dan, the organization has had its annual membership meeting here, board of directors met. What might you say to folks about how things went there and if there were some decisions, things that are going to kind of propel the organization forward?
Yeah, well, very good meeting, Chuck. Very good attendance. Montgomery has done a wonderful job in hosting us. And some of the things, you know, that LMA is working on, we continue to work on the animal handling situation and the animal welfare in the United States. We've going to contract with a third party auditor and stay on top of this situation. We're there to do the right thing on the animal handling and animal welfare issues.
That seems to be a real high priority right now. Just how important do you think it is for the industry?
Well, it's important for the industry overall and the animals. That's what we're looking out for, to do the right thing for the livestock that we handle.
Looking forward, how would you describe your vision of the future for LMA and for your members?
Oh, I think we've got a very very bright future. We've got a lot of good staff on hand, and leadership that I've been involved with has been wonderful to work with. We've got some issues coming down the pike. You know, we're going to visit the PNS, the Packers and Stockyards rules that was written in 1921 and has not been changed for maybe 35, 40 years. So we're going to look at some issues there to catch us up with more modern times on how the livestock markets do business. Maybe one particular instance would be the internet banking and the electronic banking that there is no rules written for.
Yeah, with technology is changing, you know, not just the way we communicate with people, but the way we even do business today. And I imagine with a livestock market, some of these new technologies can maybe change some, may need some changes in the rules for how we handle some of that.
Oh, that's true. And I think banking is one particular thing. And, and you speak of technology, just the internet, how LMA auctions, you know, how many auctions now are broadcasting over the internet, and their producers can sit in their office or living room and watch their cattle sell if they can't make it to their local auction that day.
Well, that has its own technical challenges to make sure it works properly, but at the same time, real cost benefits there. I mean, you're saving some travel, and so some of these things can bring some efficiencies, I guess, to the business.
Yes, and this is one service that LMA does provide to its members at a no-charge fee, so that's a great benefit, just one of being a member of LMA.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like people who are not familiar with the work of LMA, just a message that you'd give to them about the work that you're doing and what you think about bringing together people like we've done here at this meeting from so many diverse locations, including even Australia.
Yeah, and it's good to have our Australian friend, and we have a young man here from Canada, so we are a very diverse group clear across the United States. And you know, what LMA is here for is to protect the local auction markets. They're a very vital part of the community, and to protect the auction method of selling livestock in a competitive setting to gain the maximum amount of money that we can for our producers, who are the important ones to us as our producers.
Well, we're about to see some cattle sold today, so we're going to see how they do it in Montgomery, Alabama, I guess. Thank you very much, Dan Harris, Vice President for LMA, visiting here at the annual convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.